Then the second one is the object stimulating them to arise. Okay? So pizza, chocolate, things. Yeah? No, these are the things that make our disturbing attitudes arise. So whatever object it is, yeah, it can be a person, a place, a thing, an idea. Yeah. Whatever it is, when our senses contact that, then attachment can arise, or anger can arise, or pride can arise, or whatever it is. So that's why they say that at the beginning of the practice, for beginners, it's really good not to be around the things that stimulate our disturbing attitudes a lot, because we don't have a whole lot of control. And it's really, you know, like zap, you know, we're off. Yeah? So that's why, like, you look in some of our monastic vows, or you know, these things, you stay away from the situations that would lead you to generate a lot of stuff. So it's kind of like, you know, if you have a problem with your weight, you don't go to an ice cream parlor. This is why it's good to understand, you know, which of our disturbing attitudes are the strongest, and what are the external objects that so easily set them off? And then try and stay away from those external objects, not because those things are bad and evil, but because our mind is uncontrolled. And then you use that space from being away from it and having your mind slightly calmer to then do the meditation very deeply, so that your mind becomes more stable, and then whether you're near that thing or not near that thing, your mind doesn't go crazy. So it's not a thing of escaping from the things that set you off. Yeah. I mean, our mind can get attached to anything. Yeah, where are we going to go where there's no object of attachment? There's no place. No place we can go where there's no object of attachment. So the thing is that what we have to do is just the things that are real strong for us, for a time, stay away from them till our mind gets stronger. Then we can be near those things, and it's okay. It's like, you know, if you have a weight problem, you stay away from the ice cream parlors. Not just to discipline yourself, but you actively meditate on the disadvantages of ice cream. So you meditate on the disadvantages of, or you meditate on the impermanence, or on the unsatisfactory nature, so that your mind begins to cut through the whole projection you've built up of how wonderful ice cream is. And then, when you're real stable in that, you can go to the ice cream parlor, it's okay, because your mind just doesn't go bonkers. Yeah? So you see, this is why the Buddha really emphasized to us to simplify our life, you know, to cut down on the number of things that we use for sense stimulation. This, of course, is the opposite to the American way of life. Yeah? Which is, yeah, I mean, please don't tell the people who make the economy in the country. They sure call me, you know, and I get arrested as being un-American. But, yeah, because if we simplify our life, then there's just less things around us for us to generate delusion in terms of. Delusion, or just, you know, I'm saying delusion means the same as disturbing attitude. Yeah. So again, it's not because these things are bad, but it's simply because our mind is uncontrolled, and we realize if we let our mind be uncontrolled, we're going to hurt ourselves and we're going to hurt others. Yeah. So if you have a mind that is very easily gets attached, don't go to the shopping mall when you have nothing to do. Yeah? Don't even go to the shopping mall when you have something to do. Yeah.
What?
You know? really keep at, because the mind will dream up, oh, I need this, I need this, I need this. And before you even go there, you know, do I really need that? Yeah. Do I really need another lamp in the house? Yeah. Do I really need a chair? Do I really need another file cabinet? Do I really need another, you know, another widget? Yeah. And so if you can, like, start asking yourself those things, because if we don't, then the mind thinks, oh, I need a widget, and then automatically we're in the car towards the shopping mall. And we come out not only with the widget, but with 10 other things as well. Yeah? Yeah. So the whole idea of having a simple life is that, you know, we use what we need and not more than that. And we have what we need and not more than that. And actually, I think in America, it becomes quite a struggle to only have what you need and to get rid of all your other stuff. Yeah? Because somehow we seem to manage to accumulate so much other stuff, but when you try and live simply, it takes a whole lot of time and burden because you have to get rid of so much stuff. Yeah? And really, you know? Huh? I mean, look at your house now and look at your house after Christmas. Huh? Yeah. So we'll just get more and more stuff, and, you know, some of the stuff we'll use, and then we'll just put other stuff in the closet. Yeah. So our closets just get totally, you know. You need to move to a bigger house because you need more closets. And you, yes, exactly. It's a personal museum. Yeah. With all my boxes and all my tin cans and all my toaster ovens from, you know, my 1983 model of a toaster oven. Yeah. So this is also, you know, like if there's a person who really sets you off, if you can, you know, avoid being near that person, that's good. But since you can't always avoid being near that person, then we have to definitely, you know, develop ways to manage our reactions to them. It's like somebody asked his holiness one time, he said, you know, because his holiness was talking about patience, and he said, well, I've been trying to practice patience so much with this one person at work, you know, and I practice patience, and I'm still getting angry, and what do I do? So I said, well, you might get another job. You know, it's like, yeah, if the situation is really too much for you, yeah, and you're just creating so much negative karma, then if you can change it, fine. But you see, this is very different than running away from things because we feel insecure. Yeah. Well, we gotta be real clear here. Okay. And let's sit quietly for a couple of minutes.